Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Vanderbilt's Tyler Tanner. Tyler Tanner coming off of a 26-point game in Vanderbilt's 78-68 win against McNeese on Thursday. Tyler, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. So a big win for you and your team yesterday. Let's go to the beginning of the game. McNeese asserted itself early in the game yesterday, but you and your teammates punched back and took over. What was the key to withstanding that early onslaught from McNeese?
Yeah, we just needed to have more energy as a group. They came ready to play from the jump. They seemed like they wanted it more than us those first 4 minutes at least. And we realized that very quickly we needed to get that energy back and have some intensity out there if we wanted to win that game.
I heard your coach, Mark Byington, say after the game yesterday that he's expecting a road game mentality tomorrow against Nebraska. For those of us who were not in the building yesterday, just describe the Nebraska fan contingent and what you're going up against tomorrow, as well as the team on the court, obviously.
Yeah, they have a lot of fans that traveled here. I heard that this was their first NCAA tournament win. So
yes,
there's a lot of buzz for Nebraska basketball, and it was a lot of red in the arena last night and yesterday. So it's definitely going to be pretty much a road game for us, but we've been battle tested on the road this year, so we'll be good.
Now, Tyler, how have you guys been able to keep all of this in perspective? You had a really good regular season. You make it to the SEC final game. That game goes down to the wire. You come out and you play a little sluggish, but then you pick it up in the second half, well, right during the first half into the second half. But how have you guys been able to keep everything in perspective?
Yeah, I mean, we just need to continue to play together. When we do that, everything else works itself out. But like I said, we played some really good teams as of recent, and I think we're close to playing our best basketball in the year. So it's a good time for this right now.
Now, do you see this game that you guys just played versus McNeese State? Because I'm watching it, and it's sort of reminiscent to when you guys played Memphis, where it was up and down, they were aggressive, and then you guys kind of settled in. Was that sort of did that game, you believe, help y'all, allow y'all to settle down in this one?
For sure. I think there was a lot of games this year that we may not have started perfectly well, but we knew we wanted to win that game. We had to win that game, so we just had to continue stepping on the gas, and it ended out working in our favor.
Tyler Tanner is with us, Vanderbilt basketball point guard. They've got Nebraska tomorrow in the second round. Tyler, let's talk about just a quick turnaround. You guys got this experience in the SEC tournament where you have to go back through the scout, but you're playing an opponent that's very different. You haven't seen them so far this year. So how important is getting together and really focusing in on the scouting report and things like that with such a quick turnaround, especially the way Nebraska plays?
Yeah, we've been really locked in on the scout so far, and we're going to continue to do that tonight and tomorrow as we lead into the game. And we have been, like I said, we've been put in situations like this all year, whether it was at the Bahamas or SEC tournament, whatever it is, these quick turnarounds. So we're used to doing it, and we're going to attack it.
How do you feel physically? That's always something you probably don't even think about. People from afar say, well, do you get tired playing all these games in a row? But are you guys just pumped on adrenaline right now?
I think we are. We do a lot of treatment and stuff, mobility, to make sure that we feel good. That's been part of our focus today. Coach didn't kill us on the court and just get our bodies right for tomorrow. And we've done it so many times that we know how to make our bodies feel good and how to feel at our best. So that's what we're going to do.
Nebraska plays so different than McNeese. In fact, I would put them on opposite ends of the spectrum just from my view. Nebraska, it looks like the key is going to be the three-point line on both ends. They love to shoot them, and they're really good at defending the three. So what are some things you guys are emphasizing?
Yeah, there's a lot. I agree that they are a very different team from McNeese. But we've played a lot of different schemes this year and a lot of strengths that different teams have. But we do have to limit those threes that you talk about. really good shooter that we're going to be going against that we have to try to limit. But at the end of the day, we just have to play our brand of basketball, play how we have been, and stick together.
It looks like since Duke Miles has come back, it took a couple of games, but it looks like you and he have really good chemistry now. Both of you guys can make it happen with the ball or off the ball, but what has that been like for you as you've watched him work his way back up to his A game?
Yeah, he's been great for us. Even those games when he was easing back into it, he still helped us in so many ways. And I love playing with him. He makes my job a lot easier when I'm out on the court, and he makes a lot of our jobs easier. So he picks up a lot of slack. If any of us have mistakes in a play, you know, if he has some ball pressure or affects the ball in a certain way, it covers up those mistakes. So he does so many things for us, and we're so thankful to have him back.
It's how nice is it, too, to have Tyler Nickel back shooting the ball confidently like we've watched all season long? He had a little mini slump there. How did you guys try to pick him up when he was trying to get back to playing the way he was capable?
I tell him pretty much every day that he's the best three-point shooter in the country. And it was just a matter of time before he got back in that groove. You know, people are guarding him a certain way because he's such a good shooter that he's bound to have games like that. But I know he's confident now. He has been confident the whole time. It was never a question if he was confident. It's great to have him back playing his high-level basketball that he has been all year.
Chandler Big is starting to get better and better every week. It seems like he's playing a big role for you. But has he gotten the big head at all, Tyler, after that dunk where the bolts came off of the rim?
He hasn't got a big head, luckily.
Okay, good.
He's a very level-headed kid, and you know, he works so hard and he's so humble. So the success that y'all see on the court is only a testament of the person he is and how hard he works. And I'm so proud of him for sticking with it. Even in games when he didn't play as much as he thought he should, he always kept a level head and just continued to work.
Finally, I know this is a business trip, right? You guys are there to win. But I don't know if you've ever – had you ever been to Oklahoma City before? What's the most interesting thing about your surroundings there?
It feels really good here. It's like 90 degrees or something now.
wow.
It was crazy because coming from Nashville, in Nashville it was like 30 earlier this week. So it was kind of a change of temperature for us for sure. But I haven't got to leave the hotel very much just because we've been so locked in here. But I don't think I've been here before either. So hopefully after we get this win tomorrow, maybe we'll be able to look around a little bit.
Well, we can assure you that the temperature in Nashville is much warmer than it was when you left. It's in the 80s today, so
All right. We're
doing well over here. Vanderbilt guard Tyler Tanner has been our guest on D-Maze. Vin Gnedonic, the Commodores, are back in action tomorrow against Nebraska, a 7:45 p.m. Central tip-off in OKC. Tyler, thank you so much for your time, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one.